我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是一个说话的人。
I praise you, you are speaking God.
因为你愿意把你的儿子启示在我们的心里。
Oh, you are so willing to reveal your son in us.
我们感谢赞美你，早上我们求你再给我们一个谦卑的心来到你的面前。
Praise you for this morning giving us a humble heart to come before you.
就是一个耳朵来到你的面前。Give us an ear to hear. 用一个顺服的心来到你的面前。
Give us an obedient spirit.
我们在这里实在不是想听到一些道理。
We're not here just for some mere doctrine.
我们乃是愿意看见你让我们在地上所走的道路。
Father, we want to see the way you want us to walk.
保守我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹。
Of, remember each and every brothers and sisters.
我们也求你保守下面的时间。
Commit this time into your hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray. Amen.
最近处在我们当中的话语非常的丰富。
In the midst of us, the word of the Lord is very rich.
两个礼拜以前，我们有陈希珍弟兄在我们当中交通基督徒的道路。
Two weeks ago, our brother Christian Chan are here speaking concerning the way of a Christian.
他就告诉我们，基督徒的道路乃是一条充满神迹的道路。
And he said the way of a Christian is the way of miracle.
我相信弟兄姊妹对这一篇信息的印象都还非常的深刻。
And we have a very deep impression concerning this message.
的确，当我们回想我们属灵的道路的时候，我们就发现，如果不是神的手在那里，我们不可能走出这条道路。
When we look back and look on the spiritual way we are walking, if it is not because of the Lord, we cannot walk this way.
上一个主日，所罗巴伯弟兄在我们当中与我们交通。
Last week, our brother Serubato speak also to us.
他告诉我们，基督徒的道路乃是一条长进的道路。
He said the way of a Christian is the way of growth.
我们每一个人得救了以后，主乃是要我们在他的路上能够继续不断的长进。
He said that in his way the Lord wants us to keep on growing.
他就告诉我们最重要的一件事情。
The most important thing
就是我们祷告的生活需要长进。
He said that the life of prayer should grow.
我相信弟兄姊妹对这 一篇信息的印象也非常的深刻。
I feel the brother and sister had a very deep impression concerning this message.
今天早上愿意跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想同样的一个题目，这条道路。
Today let's meditate on the same topic concerning the way.
但是要从另外一个角度来思想。
But let's look at it at another angle.
我们请打开加拉太书第一章。
Let's open to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第15节第十六节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16.
加拉太书第一章十五节十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
好，翻到以后我们一起来读。
Let's read all together.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
Let's read English. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the GentilesImmediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood.
在这两节圣经里面，我希望弟兄姊妹能够注意到两点。
In these two verses, let's pay attention into two points.
头一点就是主把我们分别出来这一件事。
The matter concerning the Lord has separated us from our mother's womb.
这是主在我们身上工作的头一点。
This is the first step the Lord is working on us.
换句话说，这是主工作的起点。
This is the beginning of the work of the Lord on us.
如果没有这一个起点的话，神就不能够在我们身上工作。
With this first point, then the Lord cannot work himself into us.
如果神不能够在这一点上在我们身上做的话，神的其他的工作就不能临到我们的身上。
Without this beginning, then the Lord can never do the other work.
第二点，在十六节说他乐意。将他儿子启示在我们心里。
And the second point is the verse 16, to reveal his son in me.
这一句话呢是特别的宝贵。
This verse is very precious.
如果不是神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的心里的话，
it pleases him to reveal his son in me.
我们就不可能来认识神。
Without his revealing, then we can never know God.
我们再读一处圣经。
Another verse.
同样，加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
第四章第十九节。好，我们一起来。我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Let's read English. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you.
这节圣经是一节很宝贵的圣经。
This verse is a very precious verse.
我们把这节圣经跟加拉太书第一章十五、十六节合在一起看。
Let's put the verse in chapter 4 together with chapter 1.
我们就看见神在我们身上的一条路。
We can see here the Lord has a way on us.
这条路有三个步骤。
And this way has three parts. Three steps.
头一个步骤就是把我们分别出来。
The first step is that he separated us.
把我们从这个世界里面分别出来。
He separated us from this world.
然后第二呢，就是把他的儿子启示在我们的心里面。
The second step is to reveal his son in us.
神把我们分别出来有这个目的。
He separated us for the purpose of this.
就是把他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
For the purpose of revealing his son in us.
人若是不被神分别出来的话，他就没有办法把他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
If a person is not separated by God, then he cannot reveal his son to us.
神为什么要把他的儿子启示在我们的心里呢？
Why did God want to reveal his son in us?
他要把他的儿子组成在我们的里面。
That Christ might be forming us.
这就是主在我们身上的 做事的 三个程序。
This is the three steps that the Lord is working on.
这也是一条道路。
And this is the way.
今天早上我们就与弟兄姊妹一起来思想这三点。
So let's meditate on these three points.
头一点，主要把我们分别出来。
Firstly, the Lord wants to separate us.
这件事是非常的重要。
This point is very important.
这件事也在神的心里面是件很急切的一件事。
This matter is very,
很迫切的一件事。
It's something very urgent.
我们需要来认识这一点。
We need to know this thing.
因为如果我们不能够被神分别出来的话，
If we cannot be separated by God,
神就没有办法在我们身上工作。
Then the Lord cannot work himself into us.
这是头一步要做的事。
This is the first step that the Lord will be doing.
我们来看主的话，让我们来了解主的心意。
When we look at the word of the Lord and to know his will,
我们看创世纪十二章。
In Genesis chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1.
这里我念给弟兄姊妹。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Okay, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
神在亚伯拉罕身上工作的第一点，就是要他离开他的本家。
The work of the Lord on Abraham is the first thing he should leave his father's house.
神在亚伯拉罕的身上做了许许多多的工作。
The Lord has done a lot of work on Abraham.
很多我们都很熟悉的。
And many of them we are familiar.
很多都是我们所注意的。
And we pay attention to this thing.
但是最重要的一件事
，But the most important thing
乃是在创世纪十二章里面。主所做的一件事。
But the most important thing is what the Lord has worked on chapter 12 verse 1.
就是把亚伯拉罕从他的本家呼召出来。
He separated Abraham out of his father's house.
实在这是我们每一个人都要有的经历。
This should be our experience.
我们再看神不只是在亚伯拉罕身上做这件事。
Not only he has done this in Abraham.
我们再翻到21章。
Let's turn to chapter 21.
翻到二十一章，我们看第八节
，verse 8。
孩子渐长，就断了奶。以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子嬉笑，就对亚伯拉罕说：“你把这使女和他儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
”Verse 8。And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac.
对以撒生出来以后
After Isaac was born,
刚断了奶
He was weaned.
我不晓得当时候他们几岁的时候断奶
I don't know what age they are weaned.
不管他们什么时候断奶断奶都是在很小的时候
No matter when they are weaned when they are in a small age.
就在以撒断奶的时候神就做了一件事要把以撒跟以斯玛利分开
When Isaac was weaned, then the Lord separated Isaac from Ishmael.
这以斯玛利已经蛮大了。
Ishmael is already a grown man.
以撒没有生出来的时候，以斯玛利可以在亚伯拉罕的帐篷里面住。
When Isaac wasn't born yet, then Ishmael can still live in the tent of Abraham.
但是当以撒出来以后
，But when Isaac was born,
当以撒一断奶的时候
，When Isaac was weaned,
神就要兴起环境。要把以斯玛利带走。
Then the Lord raised up a situation to put out Ishmael.
以撒跟以斯玛利不可以住在一起的。
Ishmael and Isaac cannot be together.
换一句话说，神要把以撒跟以斯玛利要分开。
Ishmael and Isaac should be separated.
亚伯拉罕要跟他的本家分开。
Abraham should be separated from his father's house.
以撒要跟以斯玛利分开。
Isaac should be separated from Ishmael.
我们再看创世纪二十八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 28.
二十八章第一节第二节
Chapter 28 verse 1 and 2
以撒叫了雅各来给他祝福并嘱咐他说你不要娶迦南的女子为妻你起身往巴旦亚兰去到你外祖比示利家里在你母舅拉班的女儿中娶一女为妻
And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan arise go to Padan Aram to the house of Bethuel thy mother's fatherAnd take thee a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother.
雅各是以撒的儿子。
Jacob was the son of Isaac.
当雅各长大以后，以撒就把他吩咐他要离开迦南到那个巴旦亚兰去。
When Jacob has grown, then Isaac asked Jacob to go to Padan Aram.
为什么呢？因为以撒不要雅各娶迦南的女子为妻。
For what purpose? Because Isaac doesn't want Jacob to marry the daughters of Canaan.
以撒要雅各跟这个迦南的人分别出来。
He wanted Jacob to be separated from the people of Canaan.
我们读圣经的时候就发现主有这样的一个心意。
So we can see here in the word of the Lord, God has a purpose.
要把我们从这个世界上分别出来。
He wanted to separate us from this world.
不但神在这三位身上做事。
Not only in these three persons, the Lord is working.
如果我们读圣经的话我们发现同样的事情一直在圣经里面出现。
When we read the Bible, these things keep on happening.
我们没有时间一一的去读。
We have no time to read it one by one.
但是我们知道神把雅各的儿子约瑟分别出来。
But we see that Isaac separated his son Jacob.
约瑟就被神兴起环境带到埃及去了。
And Joseph was separated to Egypt.
神在约瑟身上做了很多的工作。
And the Lord has done a lot of work on Joseph.
但是神的工作的起点是在神把约瑟带到埃及去了。
But the starting point is that the Lord has brought Joseph to Egypt.
神在摩西的身上也做同样的工作。
The same thing with Moses.
神把摩西带到旷野里面去了。
The Lord has brought Moses into the wilderness.
把他从小所生长的环境分开了。
He separated him from the living condition that he had before.
神的心意就是要把这些人分别出来以后神可以在他们的身上做事。
The purpose of the Lord in separating them is that the Lord can work himself into them.
神不但在个人的身上做这样的工作。
Not only he works himself individually to this person.
神在以色列人的整个民族里面也做这样的工作。
Corporately, as a nation Israel, the Lord is also working.
出埃及记就记载神要把以色列人跟埃及人分别出来。
You can see in the book of Exodus, the Lord has separated the Israelites from the Egyptians.
神的心意就是要把以色列人分别出来。
The purpose of the Lord is to separate the children of Israel.
以色列人如果在埃及居住的话，他们就不能侍奉神。
If the children of Israel live in Egypt, they cannot serve God.
他们就不能够满足神的心意。
They can never fulfill God's purpose.
所以神一定要把他们分别出来。
So the Lord will surely separate them.
但是当以色列人到旷野以后
，But when the children of Israel is in the wilderness,
他们的身体虽然被分别出来了
，even though their body has been separated，
但是他们的心并没有真正的跟埃及分别出来
，but their heart has not been separated from the Egyptian。
所以神就做了一件事
，so the Lord do another thing，
既然神不能够把所有的以色列人分别出来
，since the Lord cannot separate all of the children of Israel，
神就把利未人分别出来
，so the Lord separated the Levite。
神说利未人要成为侍奉他的人
，that the tribe of Levi should be a tribe to serve him。
你看见神的心意没有
？Do you see the purpose of God？
神要找到一般人是跟世界没有关系的。
He wanted to seek for a group of people who has no relationship with the world。
他一直在找。
He is keep on seeking。
在历史历代的教会的历史上面
，in the history of the church，
神也一直在做这样的工作。
The Lord is working this kind of work in us。
当神把一些人分别出来以后
，when the Lord has separated a group of people，
神就居住在他们的当中。
Then he lives in the midst of them。
神就祝福他们。
Then the Lord bless them。
然后人就增加了，人数就增加了。
And the people grew in number。
然后当人数增加了以后，就不见得每一个人知道神的心意。
When the people grew in number, not all of them know the purpose of God.
神就要再兴起，再分别，再把一些人再分别出来。
Then the Lord will raise up another group of people and separate them.
然后这些人又能够成为神的心意。
And these people can be the purpose of God.
然后过一段时间，他们又失去了神的心意。
After a period of time, then they lost the purpose of God.
神又再兴起另外一班人。
Then the Lord will raise up another group of people.
神为什么要这样做呢
？Why would the Lord keep on doing this？
为什么要从创世纪一直做到今天呢
？Why would He keep on working from the beginning of Genesis up to this time？
他要分别出一般人
，because He want to separate a group of people。
他要找出一般人是跟世界没有瓜葛。
He wanted to find a group of people who has no relationship with the world。
所以当利未人失败以后，神就分别拿细的人出来。
So when the Levites have fallen, then He raised up。
拿细
尔人 the Nazarite
当拿细人失败以后他又兴起四世来
when the Nazarite fallen then he raised up the judges
当四世失败以后神就兴起先知来
when the judges have fallen then he raised up the prophet
当神觉得以色列人没有人管理的时候又兴起君王来
so when he feel that the children of Israel has no people can rule them then he raised up the king
弟兄姊妹神的这样的做法无非是要找一般人他们能够顺服他
The work of the Lord is for the purpose of selecting a group of people who will obey him
他们能够单纯的来跟随主
that they might simply follow him
我们最近读启示录的时候我们都很羡慕能够成为那个14万4千人里面的一个
When we read the book of Revelation we all desire to be that 144,000 people
因为我们读的时候发现第五号还没有吹的时候他们都已经在宝座面前了
We can see that before the fifth trumpet was blown, they're already at the throne.
我觉得实在是太好了。
So this is so good.
弟兄姊妹都觉得太好了。
We feel it's so good.
弟兄姊妹，十四万四千人乃是无论羔羊往何处去都跟随他的。
This 144,000 people is wherever the lamb goes, they go.
这些人是被神分别出来。
They are separate. This group of people have been separated by God.
为什么神要分别我们出来呢
？Why the Lord want to separate us?
我想有几个原因。
There are some purpose.
第一个，不分别就没有能力。
Without separation, there is no strength.
我们如果不能够被神来把我们从世界分别出来的话，我们就不会有能力。
If we are not separated by God from the world, then we have no strength at all.
为什么参孙有能力？
How come Samson has a lot of strength?
因为参孙在头发的事情上跟人分别出来。
Because in the matter of hair, Samson was separated.
因为他是分别的，所以他有能力。
Because he is separated.And because of that, he has strength.
当他的头发被剪掉的时候
，After his hair was cut,
他的能力就不在了。
When his strength was gone,
所以他不再与世人有什么分别。
Because he has no, he's the same as the worldly people.
弟兄姊妹，如果你在工作的地方
，Today in your place of work,
如果你跟其他同事没有分别的话
，If you are not separated from your co-employee,
你在他们中间就没有能力。
Then you have no strength among them.
你在他们中间就没有办法做见证。
And you can never testify among them.
如果你在家庭的里面
，in our family，
如果你的家庭是还有不信主的member，
in the member of your family， if some of the member of the family is not yet believer，
如果你在那个家庭的里面，你跟世人没有分别的话
，and in the midst of the family you have no separation from the worldly people，
你就没有能力
，then you don't have strength。
我们的能力从哪里来的
？Where does our strength came from？
我们的能力是从我们分别出来的。
Our strength came from being separated。
另外一个原因是要把我们分别出来。
Another reason the Lord wants to separate us.
我们只有被神分别出来以后，我们才能够认识神。
After separating us, then we can know God.
在旧约里面有一个人被神分别出来了。
And in the Old Testament, person has been separated by God.
那个人叫以西结。
This person is Ezekiel.
神把他带领到一个外邦的地方。
The Lord brought Ezekiel into a Gentile land.
他跟人分别出来了。
He was separated from these people.
神就把天打开。
Then the Lord opened up the heavens to him.
让以西结看见主天的奥秘。
Then he can see the mystery of the heavens.
在新约的里面，也有一个人被神分别出来了。
In the New Testament, there is also a person separated by God.
使徒约翰被神带到一个岛上去。
The apostle John was brought into an island of Patmos.
只有他一个人在那个岛上。
And he was only the person in that island.
神又把天打开。
Then the Lord opened up the heavens to him.
让约翰看见主天的奥秘。
He can see the mystery of the heavens.
神为什么要把人分别出来
？How why did the Lord want to separate us？
因为神要让人能够认识他。
That we might know him。
摩西不是在埃及认识神的。
The Lord, Moses didn't know the Lord in Egypt。
摩西乃是在旷野里面认识神。
Rather he knows, started to know the Lord in the wilderness。
这是第二个原因，神要把我们分别出来。
This is the second reason why the Lord want to separate us。
第三个原因，神要把我们分别出来。
The third reason the Lord want to separate us。
是乃是为了圣洁的缘故。
It's for the purpose of sanctification.
人若不被分别出来，就不能够成为圣洁。
If we are not separated, we can never be sanctified.
这个圣洁啊，有的时候我们有一个错误的印象。
We had a wrong concept in the matter of sanctification.
我们认为圣洁呢，就是我不去想坏事情。
We feel that to be sanctified is not to think about
坏的事情。
Bad things.
或者我不去做那个坏的事情
or we don't do anything that is bad
我不去那个坏的地方
or we don't go to bad places
我不说坏的话语
or we don't speak bad words
弟兄姊妹圣洁乃是在你站在什么地方
what is sanctification is where do you stand
还不在乎你做什么事
it's not a matter of what you do
乃是你站在哪里
or where do you stand right now
一个人如果站在埃及的话不管你怎么样做还是不圣洁的
if you are standing in Egypt no matter what you do you are still not sanctified
罗德就知道这件事。
Not know this thing.
罗德实在是愿意做一个义人。
He wanted to be a righteous man.
但是他住的地方不对了。
But the place in which he is staying is wrong.
他住在索多玛。
He is residing in Sodom.
那这是索多玛怎么能圣洁呢
？In Sodom, how can you be sanctified?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个住的问题。
This is a matter of where do you stand.
这是你在哪里的问题。
Where do you live?
所以神要做一件事。
So the Lord is working.
把我们从索多玛。呼召出来
bring us out of Sodom,
把我们从埃及里面呼召出来
bring us out of Egypt,
这样我们才有圣洁的可能
that we might have the chance of being sanctified.
弟兄姊妹有时候我们常常讲
many times we keep on thinking,
圣洁很难的
to be sanctified is so hard,
常常想圣洁又常常会不圣洁
we want to be holy, then we cannot be holy.
那是我们的 地点的问题
but rather it's a matter of where we are we standing.
所以要搬家
so we need to change place.
要从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
Transfer from one place to another.
神要把以色列人带出埃及，就是这个原因。
This is the purpose why the Lord wants to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以所有以色列人要献给主的东西，都要先分别出来。
Those things that to be offered to God should be sanctified first.
分别以后呢，就成圣了。
After being sanctified, then it become holy.
不分别出来就不成圣。
It has been sanctified, then it's not holy.
撒旦一直要做一件事情。
Satan wants to do one thing.
历世历代，撒旦都要做同样一件事。
From ages, he keep on doing this one thing.
我们需要认识他的工作。
We should know his work.
他的工作呢，就是要混合。
His work is to confuse, to mix us together.
哪里呢？哪里有那个单纯有圣洁的呢？
Where are those who are holy and pure?
那他就把这把混在一起。
Then he will try to mix them together.
弟兄姊妹，有人觉得说，呀，应该是这样才讨主的喜悦。
We feel that some brothers and sisters feel that to do this is to do the will of God.
那当然就说那样也可以的。
Then some people will say to do those things can be okay.
这个跟这个都没有什么差别。
And this are not, you know, there's not much difference.
基督教跟回教也没有什么差别。
Christianity and
Muslim
are no different.
大家要和平的相处。
We should dwell together peacefully.
这就是仇敌的工作。
This is the work of the enemy.
仇敌要来混合。
He wants us to be mixed together.
因为我们一混合，我们就没有能力。
Because if we are mixed together, then we lose our strength.
我们一混合，我们就没有办法认识主。
If we are mixed together, we can never know God.
我们一混合，我们就失去了单纯。
When we are mixed together, then we are not pure.
我们在地上有一件事情最重要。
In this world today, there is one thing that is most important,
就是单纯。
We should be pure.
信主的人越过越单纯。
We should be pure and simple.
这件事是仇敌所忌恨的一件事。
This is the thing which the enemy hates most.
所以他要想尽各样的办法 要来夺走我们的单纯。
So he wants to use all ways and means to take away this pureness and whole pureness.
从各样的方法
，using all ways，
从用各种的手段
，all kinds of things，
夺去我们里面的单纯
，to take away the pureness within。
我们实在需要来注意这一件事。
So we should pay attention to this matter.
这是主在我们身上工作的第一步。
This is the first step the Lord is working on us.
就把我们分别出来
，to separate us.
好叫我们有能力
，that we might have the strength，
好叫我们有认识
，that we may have the knowledge，
好叫我们能够单纯
，that we can be pure。
第二步
，the second step，
当神把我们分别出来以后
，after the Lord has separated us，
不是让我们就单单的在那里
，not that we should be there。
他有一个目的
，he has a purpose。
这里圣经上那句话我非常的喜欢
，I really like this verse。
他说他乐意把他的儿子。启示在我们的心。
He pleased to reveal his son in us.
我从前有一个错误的观念。
I had a wrong concept before.
我觉得只有像尼错生弟兄
，maybe just like Brother Watchmaney，
或者是这个江守道弟兄
，or maybe Brother Stephen Kang。
这种人呢，我要把他的心意启示在他们的里面。
With this kind of people, the Lord is pleased to reveal his purpose to his them.
那至于我们其他的人呢，我们就好好的来听到就可以了。
But so to us, then we just listen to the preaching. That's all.
这个没有圣经根据。
There is no basis in the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们。
The Bible says the Lord is pleased to reveal his son to us.
神乐意启示他的儿子在我们心里。
It pleases him to reveal his son to us.
甚至神一把我们分别出来了之后
，After separating us,
他就要启示他的儿子在我们。
Then he will reveal his son to us.
我们记得当雅各。从他的家里面出来以后
，When Jacob came out of his home，
头一个晚上
，The first night，
头一个晚上主就向他启示
，The first night the Lord revealed himself to Jacob。
雅各并不是一个多属灵的一个人
，Jacob is not a very spiritual person，
但他顺服他的父亲
，But he obeyed his father，
离开了他的本家
，He went came out of his father's house，
在旷野里面在那里睡觉
，Then he slept in the wilderness，
神就启示他的心意
，Then the Lord revealed his purpose to Jacob。
为什么神要这样启示出来呢
？Why will the Lord reveal this thing to Jacob？
因为雅各有一颗心要顺服神。
Because Jacob has a heart to obey God。
因为雅各已经被已经分别出来了。
Because Jacob is already been separated。
我们为什么不能够知道神的心意呢
？Why can't we know the purpose of God？
为什么我们不觉得神常常把他的儿子启示在我们的心里面
？Why don't we feel that the Lord is always revealing His Son to us？
这个问题不在神那里。
The problem is not with God。
这个问题还是在我们里面没有被神分别出来。
The problem is with us because we haven't been separated from God。
我们没有分别出来以前，神就不能够启示。
And because we are not separated, then the Lord cannot reveal Himself to us。
什么样的人神能够向他启示呢
？What kind of people can the Lord reveal Himself to them？
在那个诗歌里面，弟兄们有这样的一个形容。
In the hymns there is
Song of Songs.
In the Song of Songs there is such a description.
在我们读那个雅歌的时候常常读到这样一句话。
When we read the Song of Songs, we read of this one verse.
雅歌里面是形容一个女子的美丽。
In the book of Song, in the Song of Songs, it speaks concerning the beauty of a woman.
他常常形容那个女子的眼睛。
He always tried to describe the eyes of the maiden.
大家记不记得当写诗的人形容那个眼睛的时候是用什么话来形容的
？What kind of description did they try to describe the eyes of the maiden?
他总是用那个鸽子眼。
He always used the eye of the dove.
你有看过鸽子
？Have you seen a dove?
鸽子眼好不好看
？The eye of the dove is good or not?
我的印象里面就是鸽子眼都红红的。
The eye of the dove is always red.According to my concept.
那为什么那个女子的美丽呢？是用的鸽子眼来形容呢
？How come the eye of the maiden is always used the dove's eye as a description?
那鸽子的眼有什么美丽呢
？What beauty is in the eye of the dove?
甚至上呢，如果懂得一点的人告诉我们呢，这鸽子啊的眼睛啊，实在视力很差的。
The eye of the dove，
它的视力不好。
The eyesight of the dove is not so good.
你知道我们平常去检查我们眼睛的时候啊，这医生总是做一件事，他就拿一个手在这里说：“你看到我手动吗？有没有？”
When we go and examine our eyes, the doctor always says, "Do you see my hand here?"
他把手放在这两边，然后说：“你可以看到我的手动吗
？”Have you seen my finger moving?
因为我们的眼睛可以看很广
，because our eye has a large scope.
如果我们的眼睛看不到那么广的话，这就有毛病。
If we cannot see that big scope, then our eye has some problem.
那个鸽子的眼睛啊，它只能看到，可能这样看的。
The eye of the dove can only see this direction.
它的那个世界非常非常的窄。
His world is so narrow.
所以它只能看一样东西。
He can only see one thing.
我们可以看很多东西的。
We can see a lot of things.
我们有的人头不回都可以看后面车子。
Even if we don't turn our head, we can see our things at the back.
因为我们的世界超过180度。
Because our world, you know, exceeds that.
这就是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
这就不美。 这就不美丽。
This is not beauty.
那个鸽子的眼很美丽。
The beauty, the eyes of the dove is so beautiful.
因为他只看到一件事。
Because he only see one thing.
他在神的面前有一个单纯的眼光。
His eyes only single before God.
在马太福音6章22节有一句话。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22.
我们来读一下。
Let's read together. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 22.
马太福音6章22节，很有意思的一节圣经。
It's very interesting verse.
好，我念给弟兄姊妹听。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。Okay.
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be healthy, thy whole body shall be full of light.
这个嘹亮啊，这里是眼睛若嘹亮，或者说 healthy， 在那个达利的 translation 做 single，
your thine eye be healthy in the translation of Darby is to be single，
就是说如果你的眼睛是 single 的话呢，全身就嘹亮。
Then if your eye is single, then your body is full of light。
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们身上不亮呢？
How come in us we have no light？
因为我们眼睛太好。
Because our eyes is so good，
我们看很多东西。
We can see a lot of things，
不但前面的事情要看，后面的事情也要看。
But only we want to see the things before us， also the things behind us。
当我们看见这样多的事物的时候，
If we can see this lot of things，
我们就看不见。
Then we cannot see God。
所以这里告诉我们，我们要有一个单纯的眼。
We need to have an eye that is single。
一个人如果有一个单纯的眼睛，
If his eye is single，
他就能够看见神。
Then he can see God。
因为神乐意 把他的儿子启示给我们，
because it pleases God to reveal His Son to us.
在加拉太书里面告诉我们说，神把他的儿子启示在我们的心里面，叫我们可以去传福音给外邦人。
The Lord revealed His Son to us that we might preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
这个传呢，实在应该说彰显更好。
To preach, in other words, to express.
我们今天讲到传福音，实在不是说到我们去讲一篇道。
To preach the gospel doesn't only mean to speak concerning the gospel，
乃是在彰显，
but to express the gospel。
彰显什么东西呢？
What do you express？
彰显启示在我里面的基督。
To express the Christ that has been revealed in us。
如果主没有启示他的儿子在我们里面的话，
If the Lord doesn't reveal His Son to us，
我们最好不要去彰显。
Then we should not go and express。
那你一彰显就彰显自己的肉体。
Because if we express our flesh。
这实在是主告诉我们的话语。
This is what the word of the Lord told us.
先把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
To reveal his son in us.
然后我们再去彰显。
That we can express.
陈锡珍弟兄告诉我们说，拉撒路在那里做了最好的见证。
Brother Chen said Lazarus made a good testimony.
但是拉撒路却不会讲道。
Yes, Lazarus doesn't know how to speak a message.
不会讲道，这怎么彰显神呢？
If he cannot speak a message, how can he express God?
因为神已经把他的儿子启示在拉撒路的里面。
Because the Lord has revealed His Son in Lazarus.
所以拉撒路可以彰显神。
Then Lazarus can express God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要有这个错误的印象。
We shouldn't have this wrong concept.
认为我没有这个讲道的恩赐，我不能够传福音。
If I don't have the gift of speaking, then I cannot express God.
这是一个非常错误的一个观念。
It's all totally a wrong concept.
因为一个人得救不是因为话语，
A person is saved not because of words.
一个人得救乃是因为彰显出来的儿子。
A person is saved it's all because the revealing of the Son in us.
当神的儿子从一个人的身上彰显出来以后，那个是最有能力的。
When the Son of Man has been revealed in us, then it's the most powerful.
还不在乎我们的话语。
It's not a matter of our words.
乃是在我们里面是不是有基督的形象。
Rather it's whether in us we have the form of Christ.
我们常常会祷告主。
We always want to pray before the Lord.
我们说主啊，我们愿意做一个跟随你的人。
Lord, I want to be a person who follows after you.
怎么样叫做一个跟随主的人？
How can you be a person who follows the Lord?
如果我们没有看见主，我们怎么跟随主呢？
If we haven't seen the Lord, how can we follow the Lord?
所以我们实在需要能够看见主。
So we need really to see the Lord.
然后我们才能说主，我们要跟随你。
Then we can say, Lord, I want to follow you.
一个人如果要看见主，实在需要有一个单纯的眼睛。
If a person wants to follow the Lord, he should have a single eye.
让我们看见主的丰富。
That we can see the riches of Christ.
如果我们里面向着主是这样的单纯的话
，If in us we have that simple heart before the Lord,
主就要用各样的环境把他的自己彰显给我们。
Then he will use all environment to reveal himself to us.
他在加拉太书里面说，他说彰显在我们的里面。
In Galatians says he to reveal his son in us，
不是彰显给我们看而已。
Not only to reveal that we might see，
是彰显在我们的里面。
To reveal it in us，
当基督彰显在我们里面的时候
，When Christ is revealed in us，
我们就不需要别人来告诉我们。
Then we don't need people to tell us，
因为在我们里面的基督就把一切事情都照亮。
Because the Christ in us has revealed everything to us.
因为全身都明亮的。
Because the whole body is full of light.
这是非常宝贵的一件事。
The most precious thing.
这是主在我们身上工作的第二步。
This is the second step the Lord is working in us.
第一步，他把我们分别出来。
Firstly, he separated us.
第二，要把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
Secondly, he revealed his son in us.
好让我们能够彰显他的儿子。
That we might express his son.
然后呢，他就要让基督成形在我们的心。
Thirdly, that Christ be formed in us.
这是一节非常好的圣经。
It's a very good verse.
我常常在想这节圣经。
I always think of this verse.
每次想到这节圣经的时候，我心里面都觉得很感动。
Every time I think of this verse, I'm always touched.
但是我很一直没有什么话语来交通这一
节圣经。But it seems that I don't have enough words to speak of this matter.
好像不能够把这一节圣经讲出来。
It seems that I have no strength to speak of this verse.
这实在是一节非常好的圣经。
Because it's a very good verse.
我们再读一处，在哥林多后书第三章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多后书第三章十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 18.
这也是一节非常好的圣经。
It's a very good verse.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Amen. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
这里面那个变成主的形状，那个字呢，就在英文圣经里面翻成 transform.
Okay, in the English.Version says to be changed into the same image of the glory of the Lord.
我们要被主造成一个形状。
If we want to be formed by the Lord,
就需要经过这个 transform.
We need to be transformed.
因为我们原来不是这个形状。
Because before we are not that kind of an image.
我们如果原来就是那个样子的话，就不需要 transform.
If we are that kind of an image before, then there is no need of transformation.
那我们原来是什么形状呢
？What kind of image do we have？
有没有人知道我们原来是什么形状呢
？What kind of image do we have before？
所以我们要从创世纪里面去看。
Let's look at the beginning of Genesis。
我们不翻圣经了，在创世纪里面告诉我们，我们人的形状就是地上的尘土。
The form or the image of man is the dust of the earth。
这就是我们的形状。
This is our form and image。
是地上的尘土。
We are just the dust of the earth。
然后主就开始来 transform 我们。
And the Lord starts to transform us。
这个工作很难做了。
And this work is so hard.
所以从创世纪一直做到彼得前书才做出来。
Beginning from Genesis, he keep on doing it until First Peter.
到彼得前书的时候呢，我们就看见了变成石头了。
After First Peter, we can see that we have become a stone.
不但是石头呢，是 living stone.
Not only a stone, but a living stone.
这石头不是死的。
This stone is not dead.
换句话说，这个石头还可以再被改变。
And this living stone can be transformed further.
你看，从开始是一堆这个泥巴
，beginning is just dust，
然后主就做到后来变成一个石头
，then gradually the Lord keep on working until it becomes a stone，
但是主的工作还没有停止
，but the work of the Lord haven't stopped yet，
我们再读到启示录二十二章的时候呢
，if we keep on reading up to Revelation chapter 22，
这个石头又变了
，this stone has changed，
变成了宝石
，become precious stone，
有没有可能呢？
Is it possible?
有没有可能这个泥巴会变成石头
？Is it possible that dust will become a precious stone?
有没有人觉得不可能呢
？Anyone feel it's impossible?
有没有人觉得不可能泥巴会变成石头的
Do you feel it's impossible from dust becoming a precious stone?
事实上，所有的石头都是泥巴变成的。
All the stones in this world today are all dust.
如果你读过地质学的话
，If you read geology,
当所有的那个泥巴呢，到被盖了上面堆积了很多东西以后呢，就变成石头了。
When all the dust has been compressed together, it becomes stone.
所有石头都是这样做成的。
All the stones are made in this way.
有三种石头
，There are three forms of rock.
这可能困难一点啊。头一种石头是火成岩。Ingenious rock.
Ingenious rock.
这种石头怎么做成的呢？就是火山爆发以后呢，那个岩浆慢慢冷却以后变成的石头。
Ingenious rock came from the volcanic eruption.
第二种石头呢，叫沉积岩 ，sedimentary rock.
The second type of rock is sedimentary rock.
所有这个沉积岩呢，都是那个沙跟泥巴子后来压成的。
All sedimentary rock are rocks that have been formed by the being compressed of dust.
还有第三种的石头
，third kind of rock，
叫做那个变成岩
，metamorphic rock，
这是所有的石头都分成这三种。
So all the rocks have been divided into these three kinds。
在这个地球上里面呢，大部分的石头呢都是那个沉积岩。
All the rocks in this world today are
most
of them are ingenious rock。
No,
sedimentary rock。
那 sedimentary rock 呢，都是从那个沙和泥啊造成的。
Also, all the sedimentary rocks are formed by the compression of the dust.
所以泥土是可以变成岩石。
So, the dust can be formed into rock.
不但泥土可以变成岩石，而且多数的岩石都是从泥土来的。
And most of the rocks are formed from dust.
我们怎么知道那个石头是原来是从那个泥土来的呢？
How do we know that this rock is formed because of the dust?
你可以从显微镜里面可以看。
And you can see it in the microscope，
你可以从它们的成分可以看出来。
Through their elements we can see，
那有一部分很少部分的那个石头呢，叫做变成岩。
Metamorphic rock。
这个 metamorphic 是什么意思呢
？What do you mean by metamorphic rock？
在哥林多后书三章十八节那里，那个变成。
The first in First Corinthians。
Second Corinthians。
Second Corinthians
第三章十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 18。
在哥林多后书三章十八节那里讲到变成主的形状，那个字的希腊字就是 metamorphism。
To be transformed into the image of the glory of the Lord, this word transformed in the Greek is metamorphism.
什么叫做 metamorphism 呢
？What do you mean by metamorphism?
Metamorphism 就是一个石头啊，如果经过很高的温度，经过很高的压力以后
，metamorphism means a rock。Undergoing a very high pressure or heat.
到一个程度呢，这个石头融化掉。
To such an extent, the rock melted.
然后这个融化以后呢，又慢慢的冷却。
After it melted, then it cools off.
一定要慢慢的冷却。
It's all gradually it cools off.
如果是经过一个慢慢冷却的过程的时候
，when it was cools off gradually,
因为它本来是融化的，对不对
？Firstly, it was melted.
所以那个分子，同样的分子。就会慢慢靠近在一起。
All the molecules that of the same category come together.
他们本来是散在各处的。
Before they are scattered abroad.
但是很奇怪的，那个分子就会慢慢，他们就匆匆到一个地方。
But gradually, all the molecules of the same kind come together.
一直等到那个石头如果冷却以后呢，他们就不能再动。
When the stone cools off, then they will not move.
所以如果这个冷却的过程越长的话呢？里面呢，就会产生那个结晶。
So when the process of cooling off is longer, then they can come together.
当那些同样的分子，集中在一起的时候呢，那个呢就成了宝石。
When all the molecules of the same type come together, then they become precious stone.
所以说大部分的 precious stone 都是这样造成的。
Most of the precious stone are made by this way.
所以今天你要找宝石的话，要去找挖岩石。
So if you want to look for this kind of precious stone, you should go to the sedimentary rock.
Rock. 这叫做变化。
This is what we mean by transform.
我们今天主给我们的道路就是这样的一个道路。
Today the way the Lord has given us is the same.
当我们得救以后，神就把他的生命放在我们的里面。
After we are saved, the Lord put his life in us.
我们里面有很多基督的成分。
In us, we have a lot of elements of Christ.
但是不成一个缝
But it hasn't been a form yet.
是散散开开的,
it is scattered.
那有一天, 主给我们一个环境,
then one day the Lord gave us an environment.
是一个, 很压力的一个环境,
rather a high environment that's so hard.
是一个困难的环境,
a difficult environment.
到一个程度我们被融化了,
to such an extent we are melted.
这个时候, 我们的态度是什么?
Then when we come to this point, what is our attitude?
我们有两种做法,
we have two ways.
如果我们觉得融化了非常难过,
if we feel we are so melted, we are so, it's so hard for us to go on,
我们可以浇点水的,
then we put some water,
然后我们就很快的就冷下来,
immediately we can cool off.
如果我们是这样做的话,
if we do it in this way,
那个 metamorphism 不会发生,
the matter of the process of metamorphism cannot go on.
如果你把一个石头融化以后,
after you melt the stone,
然后你就浇水下去,
then you put on water,
然后那个石头里面一点宝石都没有,
in fact there is no precious stone.
那个 rock 的表面呢就像那个玻璃一样,
the surface of the rock is like a glass.
如果你到那个海边去了, 看见那个火山爆发以后那个岩浆掉到海里面,
when we see the volcanic eruption and the lava falls into the sea,
那个岩浆啊，因为到海里面呢，就很快的就被冷掉了，对不对？
Immediately when the lava fell into the sea, then it cools off.
那种石头啊，表面看起来就是黑黑的,
and the surface is like something black.
很滑很滑的,
it's slippery.
但是你打开里面呢，里面什么结晶都没有,
but inside of it there is no such precious rock.
一点结晶都没有,
there is no such precious stone.
但是那些石头如果是在空气里面慢慢冷却的,
but if this rock has been cooled off through the air,
冷却的时间越长,
the longer is the cooling period,
里面的结晶就越多,
the more precious stone is in the rock.
那你打开以后那个石头是很漂亮,
and we open it, then the stone is so good.
我们家里面很多弟兄姊妹家里面都有那个大理石,
in the homes of the saints there are a lot of marble.
好多去过好多弟兄姊妹家里都有大理石,
In the house of the saints, there are a lot of marble.
那个大理石啊，就是一个变成液.
Marble is a metamorphic rock.
那个大理石呢，在它还没有变成以前呢，是很丑很丑.
Before it is transformed, the marble is so rough,
是很难看的.
It's so ugly.
放在地上都没有人会去.
No one wants to pick it up.
但是经过这个变化以后,
but through the transformation,
人不但把它捡起来,
not only people pick it up,
它放在客厅里面,
they put it on our sala,
因为里面有结晶,
because in it there's the marble,
因为那个石头现在美丽的,
and this stone becomes something beautiful.
我们这个人里面虽然有基督,
today even though we have Christ within us,
但我们看起来还是不美丽,
in us it's not so pretty,
因为基督还没有成一个形,
because Christ hasn't been formed in us.
所以保罗说, 他要祷告,
so Paul said he wants to pray,
要经过再生产之苦,
that through travailing,
让基督能够成形在我们的心里面,
through travailing that Christ be formed in us.
为什么神, 这么重视这个成形呢?
Why did God pay much attention to the forming?
因为只有这个宝石能够成为新耶路撒冷的材料,
because only this precious stone can be part of the New Jerusalem.
你读启示录里面的时候, 那个圣殿是没有泥土的,
if we read the book of Revelation, in the New Jerusalem there is no dust,
也没有普通的岩石的,
there is no sedimentary rock,
只有宝石,
altogether precious stone.
只有那些在我们里面结晶的东西, 才有永恒的价,
all those things that are precious within us can be of value,
因为只有那些才能够成为圣殿建筑的材料.
Only this precious stone can be the element in building up the New Jerusalem.
神不能用泥土的,
the Lord can never use the dust.
神也不能用一个普通的石头,
he can never use a common stone.
神只能用那个宝石,
he can only use a precious stone.
为什么神要用宝石呢?
Why did the Lord want to use a precious stone?
因为只有宝石是纯的,
only precious stone is pure.
当你拿到普通的一块石头的时候, 里面是非常的复杂的,
if you just pick up a common stone, it's very complicated,
什么东西都有,
a lot of mixture.
但是你拿一个宝石出来的时候,
but when you pick up a precious stone,
这个宝石里面是纯的,
this precious stone is pure,
这个宝石里面有一定的结构,
it has fixed structure.
这个宝石, 在那里面呢, 是可以反射很多的光的,
and this precious stone can reflect a lot of colors.
哪一块石头，那个石头不能够反光。
If you pick up a stone, it can never reflect a color.
但是你拿一个宝石的时候，那个宝石却能反光。
But when you pick up a precious stone, it can reflect light.
神为什么要创造人？
Why did the Lord want to create man?
因为神要人来展示他的荣耀。
Because the Lord wants to reflect His glory through us.
所以如果我们不是一个宝石的话，
If we are not a precious stone,
我们怎么能够反射主的荣耀呢？
How can we reflect the glory of the Lord?
我们只是一般泥土的话，泥土是不能反射主的荣耀。
If we are just dust, how can we reflect the glory of the Lord?
如果我们是一块石头的话，石头比较能够反射。
If we are a stone can likely reflect.
但是呢，还是不如宝石。
But it's not better than a precious stone.
只有宝石能够反射神的。
Only a precious stone can reflect the glory of the Lord.
这个宝石不但能够反射这个光。
Not only the precious stone can reflect the light.
这个宝石还有一个特性。
It has a characteristic.
能够反射那个不可见的光。
It can reflect the invisible light.
我们人的眼睛有一个限制。
Our eyes has a limitation.
我们只能够看到红，一直看到紫。
We can see red to violet. Aside from the red, we can see anything.
那个过了那个紫的呢，我们也看不见了。
Within the boundary of red and violet, we can see nothing.
但是那个宝石有一个特别的那个特性。
But the precious stone has a characteristic.
它可以吸收那个不可见的光。 然后反射出那个可见的光。
He can reflect, receive in the invisible light and reflect the visible light.
这是这个宝石的价值。
This is the preciousness of the stone.
这个宝石能够看见这个神隐藏的奥秘。
This precious stone can reveal the invisible mystery of God.
我们读哥林多前书第2章第7节。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第2章第7节。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
他说：“我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。”Chapter
2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. Okay. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages unto our glory.
这里面讲到，这是一个奥秘。
Here we speak concerning a mystery,
让我们得荣耀。That
we might gain the glory.
这是不是人所能看见的。
This mystery is not seen by man.
当神把他的儿子启示在我们心里面的时候，
When the Lord revealed His Son in us,
当神在我们里面成了形以后，
When the Lord is born within us,
我们就有一个新的能力。
Then we had a strength,
就是能够看见神隐藏的奥秘。
To see the hidden mystery of God,
把神的奥秘彰显出来。
To express the mystery of God.
这是这个宝石的功用。
This is the work of a precious stone.
弟兄姊妹，不是说我们每一个人都要经过很大的灾难。
Not all of us to pass through the great tribulation.
并不是神的定义，并不是叫我们每一个人经过很大的灾难。
Not all of us is predestinated by God to pass through pressure.
就是我们日常生活里面的事情都能够让我们里面来变化。
All the daily activity can cause us to be transformed.
我们需要有一个心来认识神在做什么。
We should have a heart to know what God is working on.
当事情发生在我们周围的时候，
When something happened within our environment,
我们要来注意这件事情神要做什么事。
We should know what is the purpose of the Lord in doing this.
上一个主日所报我交通的一点我非常的喜欢。
I was very happy concerning the sharing of our brother Sarubada.
他说我们头一个祷告的原因就是我们听到information。
The first thing we pray because we have heard the information.
当我们听到一个information的时候，我们就要祷告。
After we heard the information, we start to pray.
我们再加上一点。
And then we add one more point.
当我们听到information的时候，我们要来思想主要做什么。
When we heard the information, we should meditate what the Lord is doing.
我们每天我们听到很多很多的information.
Every day we heard a lot of information.
我们从我们的老板听到information.
We heard information from our employer.
大部分都是坏的。
Altogether, most of them are bad.
然后我们从新闻上面听到很多 information.
Then we heard a lot of information in the news.
大部分都是坏的。
And most of them are bad.
然后我们有从朋友里面听到很多 information.
Then we heard a lot of information from our friends.
同样的，大部分都是坏的。
And most of them are bad.
我们听到这些 information， 我们做什么？
After hearing all this information, what should we do?
不信的人，他们可能听了以后就再讲出去。
The unbelievers, after hearing them, they speak it out.
当我们信主的人，我们听到以后，我们就要来祷告。
After we, the believers, after we listen to them, we should pray.
我们要问主，你要做什么？
Then we should pray, Lord, what do you want to do?
你要在我身上做什么？
What do you want to do in me?
我们不要认为所有事情都跟我无关。
Don't say that all these things has nothing to do with me.
每一件事情都跟我们有关系。
Everything has something to do with us.
每一件事都可以来改变我们。
All these things can transform us.
主借了这些事来改变我们。
We hope that through these things the Lord will transform us.
哥林多后三章十八节这里说。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
他说我们既然敞着脸。
We with unveiled face.
就得以看见主的荣光,
see the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子里反照,
it's like a mirror reflecting the glory of the Lord.
我们实在应该这样子的面前有一个敞开的脸,
when we come to the, before the presence of God, we should have an open face.
当环境临到我们的时候,
when the situation comes to us,
我们还是要有一个敞开的脸,
we should have an open face.
在环境顺利的时候很容易有一个敞开的脸,
when the situation is good, it's easy to have an open face.
当我们环境很顺利的时候, 我们来到聚会里面, 我们觉得里面跳跃充满了喜乐。
If the situation is good, when we come to the meeting, we feel so joyful.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
但是如果我们环境不顺利的时候,
but if the situation is not so good,
我们来到主面前是怎么样的光景?
What kind of attitude can we come before the Lord?
好像拿一个帕子遮着脸。
It's like having a veil on our face.
主说要躺着脸。
The Lord said we should have an open face.
不管环境怎么样,
no matter what the situation is,
不管是不是要被 lay off 了, 是不是要被 lay off, 要裁员, lay off,
whether we will be lay off or not,
弟兄姊妹礼拜一要被 lay off 的话,
whether you be lay off or not,
如果礼拜一要被 lay off 了,
if you will be lay off,
Monday,
oh Lord,
礼拜天来到主的面前还是要躺着脸的,
you will be lay off on Monday, on the Lord's day, we should have an open face coming before the Lord.
不管那个情形是怎么样,
no matter what the situation is.
我现在牙很痛啊。
Today, I have a toothache.
Yeah, 我这牙痛痛了很久了。
It's been a long time.
痛起来是不得了的。
When it hurts really bad.
但是牙痛的时候还是要躺着脸啊。
But when we had a toothache, we should come with an open face.
我们不能因为牙痛, 这脸就不敞开了。
Not because we had a toothache, then we should have our face veiled.
我们只要脸敞开的话,
we should open up our face.
圣经上说我们就像一面镜,
we should be like a mirror.
镜子是透明的,
the mirror is something
transparent. 我们就可以反射主的荣光,
we can reflect the glory of the Lord.
哇,那何等的美丽,
it's so beautiful.
像我们每一个人都是一面镜,
every one of us is like a mirror.
因为我们都是敞开脸的嘛,
because every one of us has an open face.
所以我们都是一个镜,
every one of us is a mirror.
在主的荣光一来的时候,
so when the glory of the Lord comes,
那我们电灯可以关掉的,
then we can even close the light.
在这里充满了主的荣光,
because it's filled with the glory of the Lord.
但是如果我们都是一个用那个布蒙着脸的,
but when our face is veiled,
那主的荣光来了怎么办呢?
When the glory of the Lord comes, what will happen?
找不到一个敞开的脸,
it can't find even an open face.
不是主的问题,
it's not a problem from the Lord.
主乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面,
the Lord is pleased to reveal his son in us.
但是不是能够找到一个敞开的脸?
But can he find an open face?
主一直在找一个敞开的脸,
the Lord is keep on seeking for an open face.
主没有要求我们做很多,
he doesn't require us to do a lot of things.
主没有要求我们把启示录读完,
he doesn't require us to read the whole book of Revelation.
主也没有要求我们把圣经读完,
he doesn't require us to read the whole Bible.
主也没有要求我们走一里的路,
the Lord doesn't require us to walk a mile.
主也没有要我们, 帮助别人多少,
he doesn't require us to help a lot.
主只要求一件事,
but only he requires one thing.
到了主的面前,
when we come before the Lord, we should come with an open face.
当我们这样做的时候,
if we do this,
那个主就把他的儿子启示在,
then the Lord will reveal his son in us.
如果主常常这样做的话,
if he do that,
那我们当困难来的时候,
so when difficulty comes,
我们还是能够把我们的脸敞开,
then we can open up our face.
这不是件很容易的事,
it's not a very easy thing.
当我们听到一个坏消息的时候,
if we heard a bad news,
第一件事情是祷告,
the first thing we should do is to pray.
第二件事情把脸敞开,
the second thing we should open up our face.
我们就发现主在我们身上来改变了,
then we will find out the Lord is transforming us.
你就发现主在我里面的同时,
the Lord is forming himself in us.
我们感谢主,
praise the Lord.
这是主给我们的一条,
this is the way the Lord has given us.
先要把我们分开一点,
firstly, he wants to separate us.
我们先要从这个世界被分解,
we need to be separated from the world.
要不然主就不能做事,
then if not, the Lord cannot work.
第二,
secondly, he wants to reveal his son in us.
神实在乐意, it pleased God. 我们要相信这件事,
we should believe this.
我们不要觉得神要隐藏他,
don't feel that the Lord wants to hide himself.
神不要隐藏自己,
the Lord doesn't want to hide himself, rather he is pleased to reveal his son in us.
第三,
thirdly, the Lord wants to form his son in us.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
这是一条奇妙的道理。